sure you've been describing it all weekend, but can you describe that play from your perspective in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, really just four verts from my side of the field. Had Bushman inside of me. We all know he's a great player, great tight end. Had a lot of guys looking at him, a lot of guys, kind of covering him, and I just slipped behind the guy. Zach saw it, made a great throw, and was able to get in the field goal range and get Jake the make out there to take us in overtime.
Looking back at the film, now you've got a chance to watch it again, what did you take away that you didn't take away from the game itself?
Just overall?
Yeah, sure.
I think some of it had been talked about after the game in other interviews, but, our pre-snap operation wasn't crisp at all. You know, we had to make some changes. That stadium was super loud, and credit to those fans for making it hard on us. But we were able to kind of bounce back. But I felt like a lot of those pre-snap issues caused us to kind of have a small lapse in some of our plays, put us in some difficult situations. And I look back at our third down total as well. Third downs was not nearly as where we wanted it to be. It wasn't as good as it was week one. So that's something we'll have to clean up on.
When you made that big play at the end, were you aware of just how tight the time was, or when you made the catch, just how far you still had to go to get in the field goal range, or were you just kind of doing what you could?
I had a thought kind of right before the play, and it was like 18 seconds left when we snapped the ball, and I wasn't counting in my head while I was running, but when I had the ball and I felt a little pressure, I did kind of just glance up at the clock to see how much time was left. I think it was about seven or eight seconds left. So then I knew I wasn't going to score, so I just thought about protecting the ball and just letting our field goal team get out there to take us in overtime.
One thing you mentioned earlier, you talked about needing to clean up on the penalties and everything, but you guys did clean up on the turnovers, didn't have turnovers against Tennessee like you did against Utah. What was kind of the key in being successful in that category?
I think it was just kind of first start off with the game plan, and everybody knew exactly what we needed to do to go out there and win the game, and then Zach making great decisions with the ball all night, and then also just with receivers, us making great decisions as well, and knowing the overall concept of the play, the overall details of each route, and just cleaning up the reads for Zach, just like week one, I kind of made it tough on Zach on a play that caused one of the picks, and just cleaning up the things like that. Made us successful this week.
Do you have to strike it like a mental balance where you're trying to clean things up, but you're trying also not to think about it too much to where it gets in your head and you're constantly worrying about turnovers?
We really don't say don't turn the ball over. We just say, take care of the ball and make great decisions. So I think it's positive thinking.
Players have always credited you as a guy that really helps behind the scenes and is a guy that means a lot to this team. To have the game that you had last week, how big was that for you to just finally have that game where you're the guy?
It's just my job to go out there and make plays when my number's called. I would have felt the same way if I had one catch or seven. And that's just what I wanted to kind of accomplish this season, is just to be a consistent, reliable player for Zach and for my teammates to trust and coaches to trust.
As far as just being that guy behind the scene, what have you tried to do since you arrived at BYU just to become that guy?
Just trying to be a leader when needed, trying to bring other guys along to help them out. It's really hard to say. Just being here for 5 years, there's been a lot of ups and downs with this program, with myself, and you see some things finally coming together as this program and as this team.
What are your thoughts on USC?
Great team, man. Really excited for them to come in. It's a great opportunity for us. They have a great defense. Two and zero right now. They played a great game against Stanford this past weekend. We'll just get in the film room and get ready to go.
There's some opportunities. I mean, you get this now. This will be your second-ranked team in your first three games. It's national television, Saturday afternoon, ABC. I'm assuming these are the kind of opportunities you guys live for.
Yeah, it's what you dream of. You know, this is what it's all about, just preparing and going out there and executing.
Mike, when you sat down, I noticed the Defend Harlem shirt, and I know a lot about the Sojourner Truth School and about the mentorship program. You guys do a lot for those students that you mentor, but what do they do for you as a football player, just as a human?
Oh man, just going out there. I've been to Harlem three times now with Kalani's More to Life Foundation, and you know, those kids might learn a lot from us, but we learn a lot from them as well. You know, just they might have it a little more tough than we do, some difficult situations, but they have a smile on their face every day, and they're always trying to, you know, be at school learning with intent and taking care of their extracurricular activities, sports, and things like that. So the mentoring has been great, just being able to talk with those kids and see how they've been doing.
You're in Mike, Texas. Have you been able to put a finger on why you guys play better on the road than at home the last few years?
I don't really think we, it's like a super trend that we play better on the road than at home. I feel like that, we just have to kind of always just be prepared for anything, at home or on the road. And it just kind of starts in practice and starts in practice and it continues with execution throughout whatever adversity we get hit with.
You're a Texan. What was your perception of USC growing up? Were you a Longhorn?
I really wasn't like a huge, like, I don't know, just college football. Like, I mean, I obviously watched football, but I didn't like have a team. So, you know, I wasn't like a Texas fan and, you know, that Rose Bowl and, you know, those types of games. But, you know, USC's had great players throughout the years and just looking forward to playing them. Had some friends that, that played there in the past, so nobody currently. Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about the development of the run game and how that helped open up the field a little bit against Tennessee?
Yeah, you know, we might have had some struggles early on in the game in the run game, but we stuck with it. We stuck with the O-line creating holes and Tyson and all the other running backs doing their part, and as receivers, we always talk about, you know, trying to make that extra block downfield, and saw Talon Shumway, Dax Mill, Gunnar Romney doing all types of things like that as well.
As far as being a leader, is that something that comes naturally to you? Is there a particular teammate that maybe showed you the way when you came to BYU?
I think some of it has been natural, just kind of throughout high school and maybe being a leader, being a captain there. And then coming here, you just kind of have to wait for your time. You know, even as a Kalani always talks about how anybody can be a leader, and that was tough for me just as a freshman or sophomore, because you felt like you may not have kind of earned the right for your teammates to listen to you or teammates to kind of trust you, but you just kind of have to go for it. And I guess, yeah, it's part of your other question. There were a lot of guys when I was younger that I did learn from that were captains here before. You know, I always think about my first year and just Taysom and Bronson, those guys. And then I'm super close with Fred Warner, and he's been a great leader here, and he's doing it now in the NFL as well. So I've learned a lot from all those guys.
Anything else? Tyson's game-winning run, you were kind of ushering him into the end zone. Did you think to go in there and push the pile?
Oh no, that was Lova. Lova, yeah, he was doing this. I was still like way on the outside. I just had my hands up like this the whole time. Lova said he had the magic touch. So we'll see if he can keep doing that for us.
You mentioned your closeness with Fred. Has he been able to share anything with you from playing in the NFL that has kind of helped you in your progression at all?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we've talked about. Kind of just how to carry yourself every day. Be the same guy every day, no matter the situation, no matter if you had a great game or if you had a bad game. Just be that same player, the same team guy every day, and just go out and handle your business. Shout out to Fred. He played well.
Thanks, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Good man.